According to the Rochester Institute of Technology, more than 22 million pounds of plastic pollution end up in the Great Lakes every year, the very same lakes that provide drinking water for more than 40 million Canadians and Americans. This September, Kingston will be one of six Ontario communities taking part in the province's first ever Great Lakes Coastal Cleanup. The event is organized by the Great Lakes and St. Lawrence Cities Initiative, a coalition representing communities in the Great Lakes and St. Lawrence River region. The organization secured $85,000 in provincial funding to support the shoreline cleanups taking place in Thunder Bay, Chatham-Kent, Owen Sound, Collingwood, Cobourg, and Kingston. On World Rivers Day, September 28th, volunteers across Ontario will gather with the goal of collecting up to 440 pounds of litter along beaches, parks, and waterfronts. Mayor Brian Patterson spoke with CFRC regarding Kingston's part in the project.
I think it's actually a really exciting initiative. When I think about all the characteristics and all the things that make Kingston, Kingston, you know, there's lots of things that I can think of, but one of, I think, the most important treasures that we have is our waterfront. And it's something that, you know, people just are naturally drawn to our waterfront. There's so many amazing places to enjoy. We've invested a lot as a city in different places and public spaces where people can go and appreciate and enjoy the waterfront. And so I think that really this event is about, you know, capturing our community's imagination and in terms of making sure with stewardship that we're taking care of that waterfront, we're preserving it, and making sure that it continues to be just an amazing part of our city.
Local organizations and businesses have been stepping up to ensure the day will be a success.
What's been exciting is the number of local partner organizations that are really kind of going to be on the ground doing the work, whether it's Sustainable Kingston. You have Ahoy Rentals that's making, basically offering free kayaks for people that want to go along the shoreline and help clean up. We've also got our amazing diving community. They're going to be doing some of the in-water cleanup. We've got Rotary. We've got a number of different organizations that are that have agreed and are happy to sign up. And so that is really inspiring, right? I mean, we have a Swim Drink Fish, which is another great organization that's really big into stewardship of clean water. And so I think it really has hit a nerve with a lot of people and a lot of organizations. And so I think we're going to have a small army there on September the 28th. It'll be exciting to see.
While the project is starting with one-time provincial funding, Patterson says the momentum could encourage more initiatives like this in the future.
I think anything is possible. I think given the momentum that we've seen, I think there's absolutely opportunities to continue to do events like this. And in the past, there have even been a number of local groups that have gone out and of their own initiative have done what they can to clean up the our shoreline and to do what they can to beautify our waterfront. So I think there's always going to be community level interest, whether it will be under this umbrella or maybe just something else. I mean, we'll see how things evolve. But I think that, you know, this is a really great opportunity. And obviously, we've been granted some one-time funding from the province. So we want to take advantage and do as best we can. If there's interest in continued partnership in future years, of course, we're more than happy to explore that.
Residents can find more information on the initiative at glslcities.org.
You know, everyone in our community understands the importance of sustainability and environmental stewardship, doing what we can as a community. But this is one of those tangible things that I think, you know, you can really see the impact of right away. I've already been incredibly impressed by the response that we've gotten from the community on this. There's going to be lots of interest that's going to continue to grow and to build towards Cleanup Day on the 28th of September. And so I'm excited, you know, really get a chance that, you know, if this is important to you, you can make a real difference right here in Kingston.
This has been Christina Laurie with CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative.